We're going to link to the Gathering Ground Theater website on the co-op website, and we'll make sure that we get this interview also on the website. We're just super grateful, but also very honored to be able to share your voice as well with the community so that people can really pay attention to these super important issues like the ones that have affected you so much and that you're very generously bringing into the community. Kate and Xavier, you too, through your work at Gathering Ground. So
I'm glad to be able to do that. The homeless people need help. They're out there wondering, afraid of everybody, and don't know how to get help.
I want to mention that, actually.
Yeah.
One of the biggest problems is mental health. There are organizations, there are people that, like, come through to help the homeless all the time. Clothes, food, all that. People are trying to help them, but the biggest thing is the mental health. I'm saying because of people's mental conditions, they don't have the ability to get them, to lift themselves out of that position.
Yeah.
I'm saying, and even when people are, you know, healthy mentally, they still don't have the skills or resources to get a job. To get a job, you got to be clean, right?
Right.
That's like the number one. Here's all my showers. I'm saying you got to have some sort of stability, some sort of transportation, stuff like that to actually get to work and to get yourself, you know, in a good position. So mental health, I think, is like the biggest thing. I don't think we have really any sound solutions for that.
Yeah.
And another I want to mention about, for instance, Camp Esperanza or any places like it, to where, like, people are getting needs fulfilled. Food comes to them. Resources come to them. I feel like people can become complacent. I guess sloppiness is, like, the word I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
I feel like you need to do anything. Better yourself. I feel like that's a problem as well. Like, we don't want just, like, city resources or our resources just to be funneled to people who don't want to help themselves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so I see that as a problem as well.
I think it was Alvin earlier who mentioned that there's some plans for people to have access to hotels to stay in once the city of Austin starts ramping up that hotel program that they started, I think, during the pandemic. A lot of those places, they have curfews where people can't go out past midnight or they can't have any guests in their room. It doesn't seem like a functional solution because people really can't live their lives the way that works for them if they're under those kinds of restrictions.
Ironically, I mentioned about hotels.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned we're over here giving people tickets like demerits, like this is high school. Why don't we give them a hotel voucher? There's hotels all around here and stuff. And the whole chamber just laughed at it. I was being so serious that it was funny. And I literally do think that actually sparked the idea for them to put all these hotels around here. We need to find a way to where people can have a normal life.
Yeah.
But it comes down to what is normal.
Well, and I think what you said earlier is so important. Giving people access to resources so that they can make decisions on their own. Giving people access to mental health care and physical health care, too. And to increase the chances that somebody can have that kind of stability that you were talking about. To uplift themselves and the people who are around them too. Let's just say a few goodbyes here. Kate and Xavi and Alvin, thank you again so much. This has been such an awesome interview. It's been so nice chatting with y'all and I think really productive in sharing this information again and more awareness I think we can bring to the communities that are important to Gathering Ground Theater and to voices of individual people who are living unhoused lives right now is just so important. We'll link to your website, like I mentioned, Gathering Ground Theater, on the co-op website so folks can find it. There is a donate button on there as well if folks want to contribute or have resources to contribute to the projects of Gathering Ground. Let's just hear from each of you now on the way out. Thank you so much, Kate, for your time.
Thank you so much, Lynn.
You're very welcome. All right.
Yeah, thank you, Lynn.
Thanks, Alvin. And Xavi, thanks to you, too. Well, and we'll keep in touch, too, as you have events and whatnot moving forward.
Take care, you, Alvin. Good to hear you, Xavi.
All right. Bye for now.